Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 199th edition of New Manners Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's new immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guests today are Sama Aladhemi and her senior companion, Tracy Moore. We also have with us Salma's translator, Nagam Alani. Salma is a retired teacher. She taught 6-, 7-, and 8-year-old children in Basra and Halal, Iraq, for 30 years. She arrived in Portland, Maine in 2014, where she joined her son and his family. And just this January, she has applied for U.S. citizenship. Through a program at Catholic Charities of Maine, Salma was paired with volunteer social worker Tracy Moore. And what has ensued for the next 4 years is a beautiful friendship, which they are here today to share with you. Thank you so much for all being here in the studio with me today.
Okay.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Salma, let's start at the beginning of your career. When did you know you wanted to study to be a teacher, and what did that look like in Basra?
فيما يتعلق ببداية عملك في البصرة كمعلمة شنو اللي خلاك يعني تفكرين بهذا العمل وكيف كان التعليم والشغل كمعلمة في البصرة
أحب هذا شغلتي التعليم
I love teaching I love my career
أحب الجهال
I love kids
When did you know you wanted to be a teacher
يعني شو وقت عرفتي أو حسيتي تريدين تكونين أنت معلمة؟
خلصت الإعدادية عندنا الإعدادية هنا هاي سكول وراها سنتين معهد كمعلمة.
I finished my high school then 2 years in it's kind of a college 2 years college then I became a teacher.
اختاريت الصف الأول يعني الأطفال.
So I chose to be a first grade teacher. I love them.
أنزل المستواهم.
You know, I can be like them, be like in their level.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank God I'm a teacher.
And I know your students love you dearly. You've even run into students here in the state of Maine. That see you and say, Miss Salma.
تقول أنا أعرف إنه أنت تحبين طلابك ويمكن التقيتي بأحد طلابك هنا وكان كلش فرحان من شافك.
هو وزوجته.
فما يقولوا. He was with his wife.
ما يقولوا لي اسمي أم نوفل ست سلمة.
So they don't call me, you know, by my name or the cultural way of calling person like mother of. Someone, they call me my teacher, Sit Selma.
Miss Selma.
When you're so young, you need love as much as you need information. And you gave them love and information.
تقول أكيد الأطفال من يكونوا بأعمار صغيرة يريدون الحب يحتاجون للحب بالإضافة للتعلم وأنت علمتيهم وعطيتيهم الحب.
طبعاً.
Of course.
Including, tell us what you did with the students when they were sick.
شو اللي كنت تسويه للأطفال عندما يعني كانوا يتمرضون؟
حتى أروح لبيتهم أعرف يعني مشاكلهم يعني أتعرف على عائلتهم عوائلهم.
So I visit them at home, visiting them at home and know about their families or if been they have some problems.
Yes, you were there for them in every way.
يعني بكل الطرق تحاولين تكونين معاهم ويمهم معاهم وتساعديهم.
طبعاً.
Oh yeah, of course.
What did your brother and sister do for work? Were they teachers too?
يعني إخوانك وأخواتك أيضا معلمين؟
لا لا أخويا ضابط.
I have a brother who is officer.
لحد الآن.
He's still an officer in Iraq.
A police officer.
أختي توفت.
My sister she passed away.
ربت بيت.
She was just housewife.
Yes. And all of you making a big difference in your community.
أنا متأكدة إنه أنتوا يعني كلكم تشاركون بأحداث يعني بعمل تغيير في مجتمعكم كعائلة يعني.
إن شاء الله.
God willing.
After living in a war zone that was very scary with explosions, It was hard to sleep because of the bombs rattling the doors and opening them. After all that, you moved to Westbrook, Maine, to be with your son, Mohammed.
يعني تقول أكيد من كنت في منطقة حرب في كانت أكيد الأوقات عصيبة والصوت الانفجارات اللي تهز البيوت والبيبان أكيد من ذاك الجو المخيف انتقلت إلى وستبروك للعيش مع ابنك محمد.
نعم.
Yes.
Tell us what it's been like for you here in Maine. How do you like Maine?
حبيت مين أول ما أجي أنا كانوا يعني الكل الابتسامة على وجههم وخصوصا الأطفال هاي من 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 يشوفونه.
I love this city and because people here are welcoming, smiling all the time, especially the kids when they see me, they just say hi with big smile.
رأسا يعني من إجينا من ذاك الأوضاع اللي بالعراق اللي هي الانفجارات حتى من يطلع يروح للدوام إلى أن يجي قلبنا يمه خاف يعني ينغدر أو ينخطف فمن إجينا رأسا من نخلي رأسنا على مخدة رأسا للصبح إحنا نايمين.
So imagine to come from back home, from our country, where are the explosions. Like anyone who goes out, we will be afraid about him. Is he going to be killed or assassinated? And imagine from that environment and to come here to this environment. Here we felt safety to the extent we can sleep the whole night without any scare, without feeling scared or afraid.
Yes, you said the first night you came, you slept all night long.
أنتي قلتي إنه من وصلت هنا أنا كل الليلة ذيك الليلة نمتيها كلها.
Yeah. مو مثل العراق.
It's not like in Iraq.
I think about Iraq and being in a place where no one is sleeping all night long.
يعني دا أتوقع الوضع شنو هو بالعراق والناس اللي في العراق أكيد الكل يعني نومهم قليل أو ما يقدرون ينامون طيلة الليل بسبب الخوف.
طبعاً.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, that must have been scary. How long was it like that before you left?
يعني أكيد كان الموضوع مخيف. بس إيش قد استمر هذا الوضع ما قبل مجيئكم إلى يعني ما تغادرون العراق؟
لا هواية.
It's been for a long time.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about snow and ice?
لا.
She understands that. شنو شعورك بشهر البرد والثلج؟
لا لا مين أحبها أكو ناس من إجا وما يحبون يعني الثلج لا أنا أحبها وأريد أبقى بها.
I love Maine. I know some people they don't like the snow, the cold weather, but I love Maine and I would like to stay in Maine.
Yes, when we first met you said you're never leaving. You're gonna always live here.
ومن شفناك أول مرة قلت إنه بعد أنا ما أريد أغادر وراح أبقى هنا في مين. No, of course, I will stay here.
We're lucky to get you. And you know, those kids don't smile at everyone. They know you're friendly.
احنا محظوظين انه تكونين معنا والاطفال اللي يضحكون بوجهك يعني اكيد يعني حاسين بانه انت طيبه.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. She has a very warm and welcoming, smiling face with smiling eyes.
يعني انت مرحبه، انت طيبه، عندك يعني وجهك ضحوك، عينك تضحك، شفايفك تضحك.
شكرا.
Thank you.
And then you arrived not speaking any English as a retired woman. I imagine there was a lot of isolation when your son was at work and worries about how long it would take you to learn a new language. And other challenges like learning to use the computer. And then this is how you met Tracy Morris. She came into your life through a senior companion program offered through Catholic Charities of Maine. They have an American Friends outreach program, and a subset of that is the senior companion program. So Tracy, hello. Can you tell us how you found your way to Selma?
Sure, hi. I had some very limited experience working with refugee families as a social worker, but I was always very interested to learn more about their experience. I had come across a pamphlet for the American Friends program at Catholic Charities, and I applied. When I interviewed for the volunteer position, they informed me that the American Friends program was full, but would I like to join their brand new program, the Senior Companion Program? They taught me about the unique
challenges that older refugees face when they're trying to adapt to life in Maine, and I was hooked.
Yes, you were hooked. You're a social worker from way back.
Yes.
And I think you've probably drawn on some of those skills. You were given a training about cultural humility.
Yep.
What else prepared you to be Salma's new friend?
That's a great question. I think just being open-minded. Salma and I joke about one of our first times together. It was with a staff member who spoke Arabic, and it was in Salma's home. And we both relied on her, and, you know, we were setting up the schedule and, you know, when we would meet and what our goals would be. And then the second session, which was just Salma and I with no interpreter and me not knowing Arabic and her English skills not being fully developed yet, we were both pretty terrified, and we had to both kind of look at each other and figure it out how we were going to communicate. And it was exciting and terrifying all at the same time.
And yet you brilliantly had the idea to rely on things besides words. You brought a picture of your family.
I did. I had been kind of racking my brain at home trying to figure out how I would teach her some of these words. And I happened to be looking at some family pictures, and I had this great multi-generational photograph, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to try this. And so I brought it, and Salma immediately said, okay, I get this. And she went beyond just learning the words of mother, father, sister, brother, nephew. And she was like, your father's name is David. Your mother's name is Betty. And so she immediately was like, I'm going to learn your family's first names. I'm going to learn more about you. And it was really nice.
So the teacher's a pretty good student.
Exactly.
Not surprising.
Which helps a lot.
Yes, it does. So if you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guests today are Salma Al-Adhami and Tracy Moore. They were paired through a senior companion program called at Catholic Charities of Maine, called Senior Companion Program, years ago, and they've become close friends while teaching each other quite a lot. Salma, how did you find out about the Senior Companion Program?
شون من أين سمعتي عن البرنامج الخاص ب the Senior Companion Program اللي هو برنامج لمرافق بيعطائك مرافق لكبار السن؟
بالبداية رحت للمدرسة فوقعت بالثلج بعد ما قبلت أروح يعني ما أقدر أروح.
At the beginning I went to the school. I started going to school, and I fell because of the snow. Then I stopped going to school.
الدكتورة مالتي قالت لي على أكو معلمة تجي للبيت شنو رأيك؟ فقلت لها طبعا رحبت بالفكرة.
So the doctor, she recommended me, she gave me an idea about a teacher can come and visit you at home. Her doctor.
Oh, interesting.
So my PCP, her PCP, who recommended her a teacher can visit you at home. So I welcome the idea.
فجابتها تيسير هم بنية يعني قالت volunteer. تجي بس مو تحكون بالإشارات والهاي بالبداية.
So a lady who named her name is Taysir. She told me I can bring you someone. She's a volunteer, but to try to not to use the sign language, just try to learn.
بالبداية طبعا بالإشارات ما أعرف شلون لكن مرور الوقت لا.
So in the beginning, of course, we use the sign languages as the sign language. But by time we start, you know, speaking a little bit English.
فبالتكرار يعني أي كلمة اللي أسمعها أكتبها أكثر من مرة نحاول يعني.
So I tried my best. If I heard a word, I will write it, repeat it, and by time I start to speak English a little bit.
فهسه أقدر أحكي بس أخاف.
You know, now I can speak English a little bit, but I'm a little bit nervous or scared to speak in English.
Because my language is Arabic.
See, yeah. She's betrayed herself. She does speak English. Yes, but you have things you really want to say from your heart, and it helps to know that a translator can help you say exactly what you want to say.
يعني أنت أكيد أكو أشياء تريدين شافها هي من قلبك تريدين تعبرين من كل قلبك عنها, بالتالي تحتاجين يمكن مترجم أفضل يساعدك بالتعبير عما في قلبك.
صحيح.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's right.
بس أنا عندي هسه تصميم أنا أتعلم اللغة الإنجليزية لأن أريد أطلع للسوق, يعني أروح للصيدلية, فليش أعتمد على غيري؟
Yeah, so I intend to learn English because I want to depend on myself when I go to the market for shopping. So I need to depend on myself without, you know, I cannot have interpreter any time.
شيء آخر أحب أتعلم على الكمبيوتر لأن إحنا يعتبرونا أميين.
So I want to learn how to use computer because now we are considered illiterate.
Without a computer.
Yeah.
How about you? Yes, can you tell us a little bit about some of the concerns that seniors have when they come here to the United States at the end of their careers?
يعني ممكن تكلمينا عن الأشياء اللي ممكن تقلق كبار السن اللي يعني في عندما يوصلون لمثلا لمين أو لأقصد لأمريكا وهم كبار في السن وهم في نهاية يعني مشوارهم العملي يعني فشنو شعورهم شنو الأشياء اللي تقلقهم؟
طبعا ما يعرفون يحكون, محتاجين أحد وياهم على طول مترجم فما يطلعون.
So they will no go out often because they need interpreter with them all the time. So without them they cannot go often out.
So they stay in their homes a lot. Their children go off to work, the grandchildren go off to school, and the grandmothers and grandfathers are left home alone with no one.
يعني بمعنى يعني الأجداد والجدات يبقون بالبيت لأنه الأبنائهم يروحون للعمل, الأحفاد يروحون للمدارس, وبالتالي أنتم متروكين بالبيت لوحدكم.
بس قاعدين الكآبة تصعد عندنا.
Yeah, just being at home, and of course the depression goes high. The depression goes high.
Yes, I'm sure it does. And it's maybe scary too.
أيضا الشعور بالخوف يعني الصور يزيد.
طبعا.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
Yes. So Tracy, what's kept you engaged with Salma for 4 years while teaching her English and helping her find resources?
Well, as you've met Salma, Salma herself has kept me engaged.
Yes, she's charming.
She is charming. She's clever. She's sweet and kind. And our partnership has grown into a true friendship. I think the process itself has kept me engaged. So it's always changing. You have to adapt. You have to, if you're stuck on a word, you have to figure out a new way to get that concept across, and that itself is very exciting and fun.
But you've learned a lot from Salma over time.
I've learned a ton from Salma. She's taught me about her country, Iraq. She's taught me about her religion, her culture and customs, her food and delicious recipes. And that's one of the ways that we've connected is through food, through recipes and kind of describing, you know, her hometown and the special foods that are from Basra.
And you mentioned to me that she even observes how we use our language and caused you to become more aware of how our language can be so violent. Could you say a little bit about that?
Sure. I think as I've tried to, I've never taught English before, so as I've tried to teach Salma English or some conversational greetings, it's forced me to kind of examine my own use of language, my own customs, in a way that I probably wouldn't have ever if I wasn't doing this. So, you know, people today sometimes say, hit me up. And if someone is learning a language and taking those words literally, they're like, hit? What are you talking about? So there are millions of little sayings,
idioms,
and phrases and idioms that we use that you don't realize how quickly you speak, how funny the language might be, how violent undertones there may be in it, until you start, like, looking at it through their eyes.
Salma, do you want to say anything about the language that you observe here? How it's been for you to learn English?
يعني ممكن تحكينا عن ملاحظاتك عن اللغة هنا، شلون تحاولين تتعلمين اللغة؟
أي كلمة أكتبها التكرار، يعني أكررها.
So any word I hear, if I hear any word, so I will repeat it and write it many times.
And the words that seem harsh or violent to you.
زين الكلمات اللي تحسيها بيها قسوة بيها يعني شوية قاسية بيها عنف يعني شنو رأيك بها الكلمات اللي تسمعيها؟
ما أسمع ما أحفظها.
I will not, you know, memorize it.
Oh, that you let go. I understand that Catholic Charities is looking for more volunteers who are interested in becoming senior companions. If you're listening and your experience as a teacher or working across cultures, you're compassionate, curious, patient, or helpful, maybe you'd like to be a senior companion too. For more information, you can contact ccmaine.org or you can call Jenna Apagat at 207-871-7437. And I will surely put links to this show's webpage up on newmainerspeak.com. And you can easily get to CC Maine, Catholic Charities of Maine, from there if you're interested in learning more. I think there are a lot of people that I talk to that are curious about my interviews and they want to know more about how they could become involved. And this is one of those ways people can become involved, and getting to know one person, one family, is very intimate and powerful. You, Tracy, have changed Salma's life, but Salma has also changed your life.
1,000%. And to the point where my nieces and nephews ask about her. I know. I'm getting choked up again. They ask about her, what's Salma learning, what's Salma doing now? And so they were very intrigued. Oh, she's starting citizenship preparation. Like, oh, tell her this. This is what I learned. And they'll give me, you know, as they're learning English and through school, they're teaching me, no, this is the grammar rule that you should be teaching Salma. So it really has been great for my entire family.
That's beautiful. And Salma, what kinds of things have you learned from Tracy that you hold dear to your heart?
يعني شنو الأشياء اللي تعلمتيها من تريسي وتحسيها عزيزة جدا على قلبك؟ شنو الأشياء اللي تعلمتيها من عندها؟
الثقة بالنفس.
Self confidence.
أنطتني شجاعة أن أتكلم.
She encouraged me to speak.
She gave me courage.
She gave me the interpretation. She gave me courage. Yeah, she gave me courage to speak.
She's like. بنت اختي.
She's like my niece.
My niece. My daughter. I know her family, everyone in her family.
Your families have joined together a little bit and care about each other like we do across an extended family.
يعني هنا العوائل يعني شايفة مثل ما هنا من العوائل تكبر تكون محبة لبعضها وتتقارب أكثر فنفس الشيء بالنسبة إليك يعني.
And I know that Tracy got to know all of your talents that you might not tell people right up front, but you're so good with your hands. You make things.
طبعا تريسي تعرفت انه عندك مواهب وخصوصا باستخدام ايدك يعني عندك اشياء حرفيه ويعني يدويه كثيره تتقنيها
ان شاء الله.
What do you like to make?
شنو الاشياء تحبي؟
كروشيه غزل
نيتينج
تطريز بالماكينه
The embroidery by using the machine.
And leather work too?
الجلد, عمال جلدية بالجلد.
عمال الجلد,
yeah.
And so Tracy, how did you hook Salma up with places where she could do this work?
Salma is very creative, loves to make things, and so I was looking in her community, just some resources, and found the Westbrook Community Center, in particular the Fiber Arts Room, and that has been a great resource. So they have sewing machines that you can use, they have big looms. Salma was able to go in and show people how she what do you call it, when you weave sisal into a loofah. So she makes back scrubbers and machine embroideries and taught some people how to do that. And that has been a great free resource.
That's wonderful. And I know she's become engaged in New England Arab American Organization.
Great.
Which I will also link to. Salma and Tracy, you are beautiful together, beaming in each other's presence. You love one another, and that is evident through your warm expressions and your easy laughter. I am so impressed that you took the time to get to know a stranger that you likely wouldn't have met without the Senior Companion Program. Your commitment to one another is inspiring to others.
Thank you.
And thank you all for being my guest today. And special thanks goes to Nagam Al-Ani for being Salma's translator today. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Salma has selected for us. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose this song?
ممكن سلمى تقول لنا ليش اخترتي هاي الأغنية؟
حب البصرة.
Because I love Basra.
Perfect. Here we go.
مركب هوانا من البصرة جانا
وجايب حالي